11 o'clock.
This is UNMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMA Radio News at 11. I'm Eva Flomo. Good morning. The National Decentralization Implementation Secretariat has revealed that four remaining county service centers are ready for dedication. Mr. Emmanuel Wenyu says the Ministry of Internal Affairs is working with the administration of Grand Cru County to set a date sometime in November for the handover. He added that other service centers set to pen as of to open as of November 24, Iron River G, November 27, River Cess, and November 30, Rural Monserrato. The head of the secretariat told UNMA Radio that the dedication of these centers brings to completion the project of providing service centers in all of the 15 counties. A local human rights group is reinforcing its engagements with state security institutions for the protection of people's rights in the society. The Rural Human Rights Activist Program says, as part of its activities, it has been conducting basic criminal justice training for police and correctional officers. The group executive director, Lorman Besa, told UNMA Radio more than 100 security personnel from Bang Lofa and Nimba counties are benefiting from the training. Lorman Besa added that the training focused on the protection of the rights of inmates and community dwellers. Besa also disclosed that his organization will be working with inmates to provide education on ways through which people in conflict with the law can access legal services. United Nations official says victims can help shape effective counter-terrorism strategies. In a briefing to the Security Council meeting on threats to international peace and security caused by terrorist acts on Thursday, Vladimir Voronkov, Under Secretary General, United Nations Office of Counterterrorism, says surviving victims can help shape effective strategies to counter terrorism, pledging to provide practical, pragmatic, and realistic support to victims. In a roundtable discussion of victims' resiliency in New York, Voronkov said victims are powerful and credible messengers. Mr. Voronkov promised that UN will make victims a priority. The news is coming to you from UNMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The International Criminal Court ICC has authorized prosecutors to open a full investigation into alleged crimes against humanity in Burundi. The move comes just weeks after the country became the first member to withdraw from the international court. Unrest broke out in Burundi in 2015 after President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to run for office a third term. Rights group says hundreds of people were killed. UN investigators say there's evidence of crimes against humanity. They issued a report in September detailing killings, torture and rape, which they say have been committed largely by government forces, but also by opposition groups. The UN report urged the ICC based in The Hague to launch an inquiry. In 2015, security forces launched a crackdown after major protests against President Nkurunziza's decision to stand for re-election. Groups disagreed over whether the candidacy was constitutional. And breast cancer can resurface after remaining dormant for 15 years following successful treatment. According to the study, women with large tumors and cancer that had spread to the lymph nodes had the highest 40% risk of it coming back. Researchers writing in the New England Journal of Medicine said extending treatment with hormone therapy could reduce the risk of its recurring. Scientists analyzed the progress of 63,000 women for 20 years. All had the most common form of breast cancer. This is a type fueled by the hormone estrogen, which can stimulate cancer cells to grow and divide. That's the UNMA Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMA, you can log on to www.unmissions.org, facebook.com/UNMA2003, or Twitter/UNMA News. I'm Eva Flomo. Good morning.